Simply Done, the podcast network.
What are you doing? Don't look at me.
Okay, leave me the fuck alone.
Wow, you're really uptight today. How many fortune cookies do you think you could eat?
I'm not eating fortune cookies.
I didn't say you should, but I was just wondering how much you think you could eat.
One.
Why are you so angry?
Don't ask. I don't feel good, Jagoff. Why am I so angry?
Why?
There are no more whys.
You think you're coming down with something?
Yes, I've already got it.
What do you got? Cold?
Laryngitis.
Oh, no.
You know what would relax him?
The love of a good woman.
Love of a good woman.
Lisa's back.
Or the three of us get together all weekend. We just hang out.
Clean his apartment for him.
No.
Why don't we come over and help you clean?
No.
Okay, all right. Listen, I don't want to stress you out. I want you to get rest.
Thank you.
But we're going to do this. This is for the best of shows.
You guys see my car keys? What I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
What is that?
Thanks, Biden.
Oh, when you get home, man, don't know when. We'll get together then. And you know we have a good time then.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. And today, it's our sixth best of show. Hey, everybody, I'm your old pal, Don Barris. Mole is in the bathroom. He's in the bathroom right now.
And I'm Scary Perry Caravello.
Together, we are the Big Three.
Maybe.
Well,
sometimes.
Oh,
hey, Mole, get out here, buddy!
Oh, here he is. Okay, let's get this thing started. Do you guys remember when we had that girl come in here? What was her name?
What girl?
Elaine Fairchild.
No. You weren't here one time. She came in. What was that girl's name?
Which one?
I was here when the lady came in.
Are you talking Daphina?
Yeah, Daphne. Exactly.
Not Daphne, it's Daphina.
Do you remember that show, Mole, at all?
Yeah.
What do you remember about it?
Okay, I remember I got really baked.
Yeah?
Then I don't remember much after that.
All right. Perry, do you remember anything about that show?
Yeah. You brought her to your bedroom
You showed her the bedroom, and she had stuff all over her face afterwards.
Yeah,
she's a crazy girl. Do you talk to her anymore?
Nope.
Why?
Why should I?
She likes you.
She doesn't like me.
I was talking to Dan.
She likes Dan.
I wish there was some way we could hear that. Scaremaster.
You sound like a bird. She put your hands. Amazing. At least you put your hands over your face when you did that.
Scaremaster, dog bless you.
And you were rubbing your hands on your pants from all the snot on there.
Okay.
When you sneeze, dog bless you.
Yeah.
Perry, pick it up.
Pick up what? I don't feel good again.
All right, Perry, nobody feels good.
Are you going to sleep here?
Perry.
Are you sleeping over?
We can make you chicken soup.
I'm going to beat your fucking
ass. There we go. Okay.
All right. Now we were asking you about Daphne. You don't see her at all.
No, I don't see her at all.
Why? Let me tell you, that girl is spectacular. I mean spectacular.
She was a user.
What do you mean she was a user?
She tried to make it look like she liked me and shit, and I fed her a meal, and then she comes over here with me. Well, not really comes over here with me, but she shows up, and then is all over you. So
that happens a lot, though.
She's bragging to me that she's got a boyfriend back home in Chicago.
She didn't mention that boyfriend to me.
I don't care. I'm not interested, okay? Not interested.
I wish there was some way we could hear when Diafina was here.
Well, we actually can. That's what we were going to introduce.
Oh, sweet.
Here's a clip from that day. This is when I got to become very close friends with her. Who's that pounding on the door?
It might be Diafina.
Diafina?
The what?
My friend.
The who?
Her name is Diafina.
The Fina?
Diafina.
Duh. 54.
Is she here?
$1,000.
Yeah, Diafina. There she is. Hi, honey.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Diafina.
That's Diafina.
I'm Walter.
Do you want to sit with me or do you want to sit with Don?
It's okay. I'll just sit with you.
Okay. She wanted to see the show.
So wait a second. So what's the deal? Defeated. How are you invited to come here? Put your head
You even it. Said that, you can, that she can come.
I don't remember saying that. Who did I say that to?
You said it to me.
You got to talk to me about this, Perry. You don't just bring somebody here.
Oh, God.
Defeated. I'm not coming down on you. This is Perry's fuck up.
So where are you from?
Chicago.
Wow. Do you ever have a Chicago... Chicago hot dog?
Yes.
You know the band Chicago?
Yes.
Do you ever have Chicago pizza?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
You know, from what I understand, a lot of gay people are born in Chicago.
Yeah.
From what I understand, there's more gay people here in Hollywood, California than anywhere else on the planet!
Oh, let me quote your source, Perry. Where do you get the source of that?
I've read it on Where? The internet.
What sites are you going on? Where are the most gay people on the planet?
Google.
You Google that? Wow.
Why would you ask a question like that?
I'm not interested
then
in
why,
that.
How do you know that? You just said you went to Google and you
to
saw
ask
that
him
Google.
Where there's the most gay people on the planet.
That's what you said to us,
it
Perry.
It is pretty interesting, Scare Master.
There's more faggots here in this town than there are in San Francisco. Because, you know... You always give me shit about going to San Francisco or even moving to San Francisco.
I don't think I've ever...
Liar! Liar!
So, well, how are you and Perry hooked up? What's the deal there?
Diafina called me up one day because she's got my stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, of course, my phone number's out there because of my skateboard company. And she gave me a phone call one day, and she said she wanted to meet. So I called her back, and she said that she was down in the marina, and I says, "Oh God, I'm right here right now." So then we met over at Ralph's Market, and we went to lunch.
Sweet Ralph's, which wow. Ralph's?
The one on Admiralty.
Oh,
nice,
you are.
That's a nice Ralph's.
So then we I took her and my friend to lunch
at Ralph's.
Excuse me.
No, at a what? At a
hold on what. Daphne wants to say something.
No, I'm sorry.
It's Diafina, not Daphne.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you have contacts in?
What are you talking about?
Your eyes.
No, these are my eyes.
I've never seen eyes like that, I swear.
Perry talks about my eyes all the time, too.
I don't talk about your eyes all the time.
You don't think I've got good-looking eyes?
No, seriously.
He's got bright blue eyes.
They're beautiful. They're nice.
Thank
you.
She
wow.
likes you, dude. She likes
I know
you.
She likes me. She's a sweetheart.
So what's the deal with you guys?
Well, yes, we're dating. Yes, we're friends.
You're dating.
Yes, she's got a boyfriend in Chicago. That's her real boyfriend.
So what?
But she's more of a friend of mine than a girlfriend.
Oh, so
I accept.
Have you had sex yet?
No, we're not going to have sex. She's got her boyfriend in Chicago.
What do you mean no?
No, we.
We're not that.
Let me ask her. Diafina, what? Now, why won't you have sex with him?
I have a rule against sleeping with Italians, actually.
Why?
I
don't blame you, first of all.
Well,
lowest form of life on this planet. Well,
go fuck yourself, you Irish Mick.
The country I came from, Italians are actually, and I feel mean saying this, but they're like the Mexicans.
Of Southern California, okay.
Right.
I don't know.
They're filthy slobs, I understand.
Right. You know how you guys tell Polish jokes?
Yeah.
You tell, like, Italian jokes.
Okay.
I think Mexicans are awesome.
Me too. I'm a little stunned by that. But what
you're
saying is...
You're way better than Italians.
You know what's funny? I agree with you. Tell me one thing that an Italian has ever done in the history of mankind. Can you name
it? We sailed across the Atlantic and discovered America.
Weren't they lost,
okay?
Though? Didn't they think they discovered someplace else?
No, we discovered America.
Yeah, no, they thought that's it was Indiana, one. And that's why they named them Indianas.
How can you discover something when people were living there?
That's again, a little arrogant. Christopher Columbus sailed across
ocean
the Atlantic and discovered America. It's in the history books, you fucking elementary school loser.
I'm an elementary school loser.
Yeah, you never fucking passed. You didn't even pass college. That's why you quit. Huh? Oh!
Did you ever take a college course?
Yes.
You know the rhyme. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 1992, Scaremaster and Randy Callahan.
Oh,
I can't rhymes with blue.
Blue.
Oh, it does. Hey, what kind of restaurant did you guys eat at for lunch?
The Mongolian.
What do you think he spent on that? On dinner?
It wasn't dinner. It was lunch.
Did you guys go see the Aviators after that?
No.
No. If I had to guess, $20.
$20. That's all he spent?
There was a lunch between the three of us.
Who's the third person?
Daniel.
You brought your lawyer with you on a date?
My
girl that says my attorney.
I was with him.
Italian?
Look, I'm with him. We're doing my other stuff.
What's that? Suing people for no reason?
Fuck you!
Really?
It's family matters, motherfucker! Shut your fucking mouth! Or I'll fucking drill you into the fucking wall!
Really? Let me see you do that.
Dolphina, you want some tequila?
You're going to drill me into the fucking wall?
Yeah, I do.
What's the matter, Scaremaster?
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to you. We're in the middle of a podcast. I got it.
Yeah, the fucking podcast is over!
Is it?
Over! You insult me and embarrass me in front of my fucking friend.
I insult you.
It's despicable. You're a mean, hateful Mick, you fucking Mick.
Wait a minute. How did I embarrass you in front of your friend? Did I embarrass him in front of you?
No.
What was your opinion of Italians before you came in here?
A little bit better.
Before you came in here?
Yeah.
Okay. So
see, she likes me as a person.
No, she doesn't.
What do you mean, no, she doesn't? If she didn't like me, then she would not have called for me.
Can I ask her a question?
Ask.
Dizzy.
Her name is not Dizzy, douchebag. Her name is Dafina. Dafina. D-A-F-I-N-A.
All right. Yeah. You have a choice. You want somebody to fuck you. You want somebody to really take good care of your puss. Now, behind one door is Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the other door is me. What door?
Does she know which
behind
one is which?
She knows because
it's
a clear door.
Okay. And that's only two choices.
The only two choices.
Perry, don't get mad. But I have to pick Don.
Oh.
Why?
Well, because he's not Italian.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I have a friend. I don't know if you remember her from a Bob Seger concert. Tall, blonde.
No.
Name's Aaron.
No.
No? Doesn't ring a bell?
Mary Jane.
Yes?
Put your fingers in your ears real quick.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Do you remember going into a bathroom stall?
No.
With
not
Aaron.
Really.
No?
No. Really?
Oh, yeah. She's been bragging about blowing you. I swear.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have no recollection of this at all.
Yeah, she said that you're very blessed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How about that apple?
Yeah.
And you know what? Perry always Mary Jane, take your fingers out of your ears. Perry always tries to say that size doesn't matter. You've said that before. You actually said a long time ago that prostitutes have told you that size means nothing.
Some, yes. Some, no.
Your honest opinion, does size mean something?
Yes.
A level of importance, where would you say? Is it the highest or the lowest? Or somewhere
it's
in between?
Pretty much the first thing I look for in a guy.
Hey, why don't you two get a room?
Shut up, mole. I got a room here in the back. There's a little bed back there. I don't know. It'd be crazy, but
I can keep a podcast going.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, the weather today's fucking with my neck.
Would you like to go back and see this room?
Oh, you want to just show me it?
We'll do Perry's movie time while you guys are gone.
All right. Well, let me introduce this, and you do your movie time, okay?
No.
What do you mean?
Because I got nothing to talk about.
We'll fill it in, Scaremaster.
It's time once again for Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
What movie time? There's no movie.
All right, today,
you
Perry...
surprised me with doing this fucking show today.
Okay, Perry, last week
we're supposed to be on vacation.
Perry, no, we're not. Last week, Perry was supposed to do a movie, and he was told that he was supposed to do it again this week. It's called Across the Moon, and it was formerly called Tehachapi.
That movie is not on the market any longer.
Why don't you come with me?
Okay.
So now Don's going to fuck Dafina.
Scaremaster, let's talk about what's currently in theaters and people might want to go see. There's a lot of movies happening right now, and what interests you? There's a Japanese movie out called The Raid.
I can't believe this. I want to get out of here.
Hold on. We've got to fill up Perry's movie time, okay?
This is disgusting. It's the second week
we've done Perry's
this
movie
is disgusting,
time.
And this one stands there like and doesn't even worry about it.
It's Hollywood, man. You yourself said it's Hollywood. How about Damsel in Distress? It's the first movie from Whit Stillman in a while. You remember Whit Stillman?
Come here.
Greta Gerwig stars as the leader of a clique of well-groomed sophomores attempting to lift the spirits of depressed classmates by encouraging good hygiene and tap dancing. Damsel in Distress, directed by Whit Stillman, in theaters now. Come on, dude. You're leaving me hanging out here. Perry's movie time. Talk about that movie.
It's not a fucking...
Talk about any movie. Pick a movie.
Oh,
God.
Star Wars. With Steven Spielberg directing the fucking thing. God, that's in 1977 or 78. That was a great film. With
what'd
Darth
you like
Vader.
About it?
It was just the special effects were pretty awesome. Seeing the
who's your favorite Star Wars character?
The Ewok.
And that was today's Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
What'd you do with Dafina?
I don't know. She'll come back, hopefully. I think she got what she wanted.
She seemed really nice.
Dexter, come in here.
Okay.
All right, let's continue on here.
What the fuck's on your face?
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Stop what? Right there. Don't get it in your hair. Just rub it. It's very healthy. There's protein.
Oh, there. God.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you. Today, it's just three guys and one lady sitting around at a studio at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Caremas, you seeing anyone one of these days?
Yeah, she's sitting right here.
Oh, Dolphiner.
Dafina.
How are things working out?
Well, I don't like what just happened.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Nothing happened.
What was that was just on your face?
Nothing.
I don't know.
It was icing from a cake that I gave her.
They're both adults, dude. Don't get all Sandusky on everybody.
Sandusky, yeah, whatever.
I gotta tell you, thank you, Dolphin. That was a nice little relief thing.
Oh,
sometimes in the middle of a show, you get a little tense.
Can we smoke in here?
No, not in the studio. So, what have you been up to?
What do you mean, what have I been up to?
Girl-wise,
you're looking at her.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I didn't know you guys were hooking up.
Yeah, we're hooking up.
Do you have anything to do with him at all?
Not more than friends.
We hook up as friends. We get together. We go out and have a nice time.
I didn't think it was Perry. It seems like you have feelings for her.
I got a little bit, and I didn't appreciate what you just did with her in your room.
I didn't do anything to her.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I didn't do anything with
her. Nothing happened. I wouldn't do that to
What was that on your face then?
I honestly don't know.
Maybe it was either toothpaste.
It wasn't toothpaste. It smelled like bleach.
Or fucking a cum shot.
It was icing. Scare
Masters, don't be crude. It's guy talk, man. And there's a lady here.
We seldom have ladies during guy talk. Have you ever had an experience of, like, craziness? What's the craziest thing that you've ever done?
What do you mean? Craziest.
Like, sexually. Craziest thing.
Okay. Do you want the truth?
Yeah.
Truth.
Okay, but it's kind of embarrassing.
Why?
Was it with an Italian?
Why would it be embarrassing?
Was it with an Italian?
No.
You ever do anything at a podcast before?
Why
don't you tell us that story?
Okay. Well, one time one of my friends asked me to go on a podcast show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
here in town or somewhere else?
Here.
Okay.
And so I agreed, and I showed up, and there was a really handsome guy there, and he wanted to show me around. So he showed me one of the rooms, and what happened was I went down on him in his bathroom.
You down to Abby'd him.
See, yeah. I said so.
What?
Was it a good podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. It was a hit.
Did you talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah, I did.
You did right now.
Dude,
what are you talking about? Perry, she's talking about a different story.
No. This was not today.
It was.
You went down on him right now.
No.
The story doesn't
come
out.
Yeah, bullshit.
We've had this thing for a week.
Bullshit. She fucking gave. She sucked your dick, didn't she?
Yes,
Perry. She fucking went down on your dick, didn't she?
I wouldn't do that to you.
Liar.
Why would I do that to you?
Because you're that kind of guy.
I wouldn't do that to you. You know that. Come on.
I'm now starting to not trust you.
Oh, great.
I love and appreciate you. You're a great person and everything. But now I'm starting to not trust you because of what you said about the Italians.
Well, that's not my fault. Look at your anger right now.
Yeah.
They're supposed to have bad tempers and, you know.
Well, that was a pretty good guy talk.
Pretty good.
And once again, that was today's guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk.
This next clip is from a while back. This is where Perry went up to Big Bear and he came back. And at first, we thought he was using us as an alibi because, like, the next day, his friend was murdered.
Not the next day. It was 2 days later. His friend had a heart attack.
You don't know when he died.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah, he might have been
riding away. He had a heart attack.
Something like that.
Scaremaster, you broke his heart.
He had a heart attack.
Do you know something we don't know, Mo?
Do I have to say it again? He had a heart attack.
But at first,
died of a broken heart can mean died of a broken heart also.
Right.
The medical term is died of a broken heart.
Stupid ass. Oh my God. Now, this happened back in May, and we still don't know what the police have investigated. But when it originally came out, there was the possibility that Perry had murdered him.
Oh, yeah. Scaremaster came in. He was telling Bubba.
How in the fuck could that happen, assholes?
Because remember, you were in sunglasses, and I go, why are you so bummed out? And you're like, because my friend died. And we're like, and wait, did you kill him? And you're like, I don't know. Did I? You prove me right? Do you have any proof? We're like, we don't have any proof. You're like, fine.
Yeah, he died 2 days. Like, he died 48.
Are you charging me with something?
He died 48 hours after I left the fucking mountains.
That's how long they 48. The first 48 hours has to be solved.
Yeah, and you know what? I still think you had something to do with it. But then another half of me that thinks, no, Perry's innocent.
That's a Law and Order thing.
Oh, was it?
I do that. Chong chong. Chong chong. How you do it, Chong?
I don't know. Chong chong. Anyway, so we were very confused by this whole thing. But you know what? Instead of us judging, let's listen to what Perry had to say.
Yeah, let the court of public opinion judge.
This is less than a week after this guy, mysteriously died of a...
He had a heart attack. And he was a How many fucking times do I have to say that he had a heart attack?
Are you going to tell me that at the time people were saying that it was the Javajos?
Oh, would you shut the fuck up? It's a religion.
Was he a Javajo?
He was Jehovah's Witness. Yes, he was Jehovah's Witness.
Exactly. And he was getting too crazy.
Got nothing to do with it. Was getting
nothing. Before he passed away, was he right with Dog?
You know what? Go fuck off.
Why would you say that?
Because you don't. You're ignorant.
Why is he ignorant?
It's true. Right with Dog.
You're not ignorant, Mole.
I am a little.
No, you're not.
Extremely ignorant. You're extremely rude. You're
fucking wrong.
No, you're extremely rude.
Pastor, that this was a man who lost his life, and he was close to you, so we respect that, and our first thoughts are with his family
right.
in this time of loss, but also that he was a fan of the show, and he would expect
he really was a fan of the show
than to have his untimely death investigated as a murder of you.
I'm hungry. Let me go get some food.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's play this clip. You make your decision. Here it is. Perry murdering his friend.
Shut up.
Why are you wearing sunglasses, Gearmaster?
You're
wasted.
It's kind of to
you
help.
You are wasted.
I'm not wasted.
No, I wear sunglasses. You wear a hat.
Look, if I was wasted, I'd be wasted. I'm not wasted.
So why are you wearing sunglasses?
I'm just very, very depressed.
Why would it happen? Oh, my God.
We got two deaths in 1 week.
Did it happen? Hold on. Dan, ask him.
Cookie.
Not yet. No.
Cookie. It sounds like Cookie.
Well, then it's time once again for our Cookie Caravello update.
They think it's Caramello, drum roll.
All right, for those of you who don't know, Sonny Cookie Caramello is Perry's father.
It's Caravello.
Cookie was a cook in the Navy, and he served tours of duty.
Duty!
Not that kind of duty. In both World War II and the Korean conflict.
Correct. In World War Duty.
Okay, no, that wasn't what happened. Cookie was a leader in the fight long before the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. And on February 6th, doctors felt that there was no hope, so they pulled the plug. Perry?
Did they sink his battleship?
We're going to find out right now. Cookie Caramello.
Caravello.
Is he still with us?
He's fine. He's doing great.
So why are you crying with sunglasses on?
Dude, I had my friend Eric that I went up to Big Bear with.
Yeah.
Passed away.
You killed him?
Eric,
shut the fuck up.
Eric,
you went up to Big Bear.
I was in
with
Big
him.
Bear from Thursday till Sunday. Came back for last week's podcast.
Where did he die?
He died in Big Bear.
With you?
I was not there.
Whoa.
Oh, so you have the excuse you were with us.
Scare me.
I was with you guys on Monday. I was on the phone with him on Tuesday.
Whoa.
He said something about killing himself on Tuesday.
What?
But then late Tuesday night, someone, I guess his house tenant that was running one of the bedrooms upstairs found him.
Oh, my God. So, wait, you didn't show up, so he killed himself?
No, he left. He came back to do our podcast.
I've been here in L.A.
Wait a second.
But he was up
so
in the mountains.
What did you do? You blew him off? You blew him off? Or?
Mo.
We're trying to put together the pieces here.
Your pieces are ignorant.
Perry,
okay?
Let me just say this. The confusion is this. Are you saying that there's a possibility you murdered him or he killed himself because you left to come down here to the podcast? Which is it?
First off,
we want to say our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Eric, and we're sorry for your loss and
absolutely.
Your loss.
Thank you.
But as far as, well, no, you're not the family of Eric.
Well, I
you're
feel
the guy
like I'm...
who wasn't there for him in his hour of need.
Or did he murder him?
Wow, another Nathan. Another Nathan.
What? Shut up about Nathan. Nathan is fake.
Oh, really? He's fake to his parents.
Wow, Perry.
Wow.
You want sympathy from us, and then all you do is rip on Nathan? He was fake? He was a fake child.
I never saw a picture of a guy named Nathan.
So that makes him fake?
I never saw a picture of this kid. I never saw anything about him.
All right, so you're wearing the sunglasses because Eric killed himself because you.
Eric did not kill himself.
You murdered him.
I didn't murder him either, you fuck.
So what happened?
Who was the last person to see him? You.
I maybe me.
Yeah.
Maybe so his. Maybe his house tenant there at the house.
How about this? I think we've gone from scary Perry to scary murder.
It's not funny.
I know.
Well, It's not
you're fucking. You're trying to be funny, and it's not fucking
CSI
funny.
CSI Miami, dude. They're not being funny. They just do like a pun.
Perry, you come to us and you say that you're the last person to see him alive, and then
I'm
he was
the last.
Murdered.
I feel that I was the last person.
How did he
to
die?
See him.
How did he die?
We don't. He had a heart attack.
Or was he poisoned?
He. My cousin called me early Friday morning.
It's a family job.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
Look what happens. He immediately turns to Christ.
Interesting.
Oh, Christ.
Was this a Navajo sacrifice?
You're disgusting.
I'm disgusting.
Saying
it. I'm not questioning
What did
it.
He do to the Navajos that they had to kill him?
No, nobody killed him.
How do you know that? You just said you don't know. At least you were playing dumb that you didn't know.
Is this a John Travolta thing?
Look.
Explain what's going on, Perry, because there's a
All
lot of
I
questions.
Know about what happened with Eric is that Eric was found dead either Tuesday night early Wednesday or whatever, and that's all I know, and that he died of a heart attack.
Did he leave a family behind?
Excuse me. He's got cousins. He's got a sister.
Either you're belching or farting. You are.
Thoughts and prayers go out to his cousins and sister.
Absolutely. And may I say this before we go any farther, because I do have more questions. If you've never heard this show before, this is the Big Three Podcast. We were the stars of the cult film classic Windy City Heat. I'm Don, of course, Mole, and Perry. Now, we did 42 shows over at Ace Broadcasting. We're here now with our own network at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. And what we're known for, I think more than anything, I think you know more. Why don't you tell them?
Well, normally it's about, we talk about pop culture and our personal lives, but we also solve a murder or two.
Oh, boy.
Well, today is a chance to solve a murder. Perry
There's
Caravella.
No one. Nobody
Can we
was
ask
murdered?
You a couple questions?
This nobody is was all, murdered. Nobody
this,
was
this
murdered.
This is off the record. Listen, how about this? How about I get you a soda? Can I get you a soda?
I'm already
you
drinking little, water. Okay. Yeah, fuck, you it's right here.
Him. You talk to him first, and then I'll talk to him.
Let me just
Perry,
say this.
This is Officer Molininsky.
Listen, I'm not a cop. We're just friends here. We're just talking. Things happen, you know, in the heat of passion.
But it was not murder.
A couple guys sitting
I went home. I came here. Mm-hmm. I did the last week podcast. Okay. He was up there by himself.
Which was an excuse that gives you an alibi for you not being up
hey,
there.
Hey, Dan. Hey, take it easy, man. The guy's lost
No,
his
man.
Life.
I can tell scum. This guy's hiding something.
No, listen. Listen. He's clean, man. I'm telling you.
You're
this,
sick.
This cat's clean.
I'm
You're sick.
You and your Navajo witnesses up there fucking murdering somebody.
Nobody.
Why?
Murdered
Why?
Nobody.
There wasn't a lamb available to kill, so you killed another fellow human being?
Hey, whoa, whoa.
You're just... You're
hey, I can't stand
gotta,
scum
you gotta,
like this.
You got to excuse my partner here. He's been under a lot of stress ever since those Navajos killed his dog.
What?
Those motherfuckers, they killed my dog in a sacrifice. And I swore one day I'd get even with him. And this might be the case that gets me even with the Navajos.
See,
now...
Everybody knows that Navajos don't kill dogs. They pray to them. They kill cats. But he had a tiny
dogs.
Dog. He had a tiny dog that was mistaken for a cat.
Son of a bitch, Navajos. Son of a bitches.
It's very an ironic tragedy.
I want to be out of here. This is disgusting.
I want... No, we're just asking a couple questions. You a little nervous about something? You got something
nervous?
To hide?
Navajo this, Navajo that. First off, I'm not a Navajo.
Are you saying that this had nothing to do with the Navajos, this
it
murder?
It had nothing to do.
So, why were you up there then? Did you argue?
I got away.
Did you get an argument? You have a very short temper.
No.
I can testify to that.
No, we had no arguments
or fights.
Man, the
guy's got a right to be hostile. His people have been put upon.
Thinking back. You acted last week like you've never acted before. You smashed my face with your elbow. You'd never done that before.
You weren't like right where you're seated now.
No.
And this guy wasn't grabbing my bag like he
did. Did you have bloodlust?
Bloodlust? What are you talking about?
Let me ask you a question. Be honest. When you left Big Bear, was somebody alive or dead?
Eric was fine when I left town.
How'd you know I was talking about Eric?
Because that was like, the only guy I was with when I was in Big Bear. That was the only...
Listen, I say you don't say anything more. Don't say anything more now. Don't say anything more.
I said someone...
I say we move right on to the movie review. Gearmaster, you are implicating yourself in this murder.
No one was murdered.
Exactly.
Eric was found dead. He had a heart attack.
He's
43 years old.
Jesus.
He was young
wow.
to have a heart attack.
It seems pretty young.
But he also had a stroke last November on my mom's birthday, the 25th.
Unrelated?
Of course unrelated.
Of course. And yet, you're in Big Bear with him, and he suffers a heart attack. And your mother has a birthday, suffers a stroke. I see a pattern. I see a pattern emerge. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus. You and I are best, up!
You and I are best
Shut friends. Up, you I fucking pattern. Moron!
I see a pattern.
Best friend. We're not friends. We're fucking business associates, you buffoon.
Let's just drop this until another time. We'll see what our fans think about this.
Christ almighty. Because and something you... else, I want to find out what happened to Hank Greenberg. If you know
oh,
anything.
Oh, wait, another one of your bodies? Another body washed up with Caravello?
Yeah, another body washed up in care of Caravello. Yeah, right, sure.
All right.
Hank Greenberg, I got some messages about 3 weeks ago that Hank was found...
Murdered
or dead in Ireland? And I called you about it, and you said it was a bunch of BS. And then somebody just text messaged me.
Well, I didn't know you had a track of murders behind you at the time.
Murders? No, wrong.
Eric, Hank Greenberg, John F. Kennedy. Who else?
JFK was murdered 5 days after I was born.
Isn't that a
coincidence?
An article I read in the Gazette, and it was on Fox News.
What are you talking about?
Hold on. Last text he gave me was an article I read in the Gazette, and it was on Fox News. Then I wrote before that, I says, well, where did you hear this? Then before that, he wrote me, he goes, dude, they recovered the body of Hank Greenberg. Before that, he wrote me about a woman by the name of Joy Davison, a bikini model that I know.
Is she dead?
No, Joy Davison's not dead. She's in Florida.
I don't know.
Well, it looks like we finally found one of Scaremaster's associates who's still alive.
And that's just another one.
Of our associates.
Of our associates? I didn't know, Eric. Don't bring me into this murder.
You killed Sheba.
Oh. Sheba was up in what? The San Francisco area, and I killed Sheba?
Mm. Are you admitting to it?
Thank you,
Scaremaster. I'm down here. She's up there.
With a broken heart.
Or excuse me, he's up there. Sheba
was a former girlfriend of yours.
Sheba was your meal ticket.
She was your meal ticket.
Give me a break.
You were proud to say that Sheba was your meal ticket.
Absolutely. And you said
no way.
Sheba was a person that Perry was in love with.
I was not in love with. Give me a break, you liar.
Perry thought he was jumping on a bandwagon because Sheba seemed to have it all.
Yeah,
he tried to get with her, and she became his meal ticket.
Sheba had nothing.
And then she died. Isn't that funny?
Excuse me.
The murder?
Yeah. Meal they ticket never because found out because
who
meal
murdered
because
her.
I'm just really down because of my friend's passing. And if it's a double passing, it's really scary.
Or is that guilt?
Guilt for what?
For murdering him.
I didn't murder anybody.
We don't know that. It'll all
go come out fuck court. Yourself. Go fuck yourself.
No, go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Wow.
I came back here Sunday last week.
For an alibi?
For the show on Monday.
Yeah. Seems like that's an alibi.
Eric was dead on Tuesday night.
Right. You weren't in town. You were here. We saw you. There's your alibi.
Ta-da.
Perry. It's pointless to do this if you're going to act like that.
Dude, I am.
All right. Can you suck it up, you unprofessional fuck? We're 10 minutes away from being done. Can you suck it up, yes or no? Or should we just stop?
I'm gonna
that
try.
Was terrible.
I'm going to try.
Can
okay.
you take your pills? Like Excedrin?
I don't need to take any more.
One of the greatest guests that's ever come on this show, and a guy who's been very cool to us.
Barack Obama.
He actually never came on the show. I'm talking about sure. Rucka Rucka Ali. He made 3 songs for us, including that one that was debuted at the big holiday show.
Very talented gentleman.
Very talented gentleman.
Very talented gentleman.
I know it. And you know what's like crazy about him? It's a love-hate relationship with Barry.
Love-hate? I'm not in love with this kid. He's a punk.
Okay, let's just forget it.
He doesn't travel. You know what I like about Rucka Rucka? He doesn't travel with a big entourage. It was just him.
and his producer.
It was just him and the president of his record company. When Scaremaster goes somewhere, he's like, he's got makeup and hair ladies. He's got someone watching his dog, his poodle on a pillow. You know what I'm talking about.
His little gay little dog that he brings everywhere and puts him in his.
I don't have a dog.
You put him in your fanny pack.
Muffins. What's your dog's name? Pepper. What is his name?
Oh, Jesus.
Cricket. Cricket.
You named him Cricket. You keep him in your fanny pack.
He's been dead since I was
all
seven.
Right, okay. So don't worry about
it. Take him out of your fanny pack then.
Anyway, what happened with Rucka Rucka?
Pick up the pace, Perry. You got fucking less than a fucking minute. You're not dead. Fucking quit it, you fuck.
Out of here, okay?
I don't fucking feel good, you dumb fuck, so sit your stupid ass down.
There we go.
I couldn't hear you at the end.
Fucking asshole.
I'm an asshole?
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Why am I an asshole?
Because you treat me like shit all the time.
I treat you like shit. I'm the guy that connected you with Rucka Rucka, and he has written 3 songs about you.
Because he's an asshole, too.
He's not an asshole. He's a very talented rapper out of Michigan.
He's a rapper.
Yeah.
A crapper.
Okay.
A piece of garbage.
And now you put down the knuckas.
Big deal.
Okay. Anyway, the point is that for our big holiday show, he did an unbelievably great song.
Okay.
All right. And here is that song.
Hello there, Perry.
Hello, sir.
Please have a seat, Perry.
Thank you.
I brought you in my office to ask you, just how bad do you want to make it in show business?
Very much, sir.
Now, Perry, have you ever been with a man before?
No, but I would like to.
Perry?
Yeah?
Why don't you come over here and give me a hand?
It was 1992! Scary Perry was smoking a rock, so young and awkward, never blown a cop. He'd never known the shocking truth that he's into guys. Some would say Perry was still in the closet. Was it Randy Callahan's good looks that got him? Or did Perry see his mouth and say,
I got a bust on him?
Perry says he closed his eyes and pictured Hillary Rodham. But to this very day, Perry still talks about him.
Randy Callahan, where did you go? Perry wants you in his.
Doesn't make him gay.
Oh, great. We wait 20 years to find out Perry's straight.
Way to go, Scared Master.
Perry's a catcher, not a batter.
Randy Callahan, where have you gone? You were Perry's only friend.
Randy Callahan, please leave a message after the beep. I love cum in my face. I got HIV from sucking dirty cocks. I suck cock for free. My dad's name was Cookie, and he was a cook in the Navy, and he would suck all the semen off. My grandfather was a tailor for Al Capone, and every once in a while, Al would give Grandpa the bone.
If you
All right, I don't know what the fuck is happening here. Mole started dancing to the song, and now he's gone. He's not in the bathroom. He's nowhere in the studio. What an idiot. Where did he go?
I don't know where the fuck Mole went.
Okay, let's introduce this next clip. This is when you, as usual, treated me like shit. Can you think of which time that was?
Every time?
Well, that's probably closer to the truth than anything else. But this is a time you went to a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old, and you gave them my number because you're stupid.
These two nitwits that got in contact with me online.
Who's a nitwit? They fooled you.
Yeah. Okay.
So who's the nitwit?
Me.
Absolutely. So what I did to try to help you is I brought in Dr. Tommy Morris to talk to you a little
bit. That guy's a major jack-off.
Why do you say he's a jack-off?
The way he treated me...
I try to help you, and you spit in my face every time. You were completely out of line business.
I agree, and I thank you.
All right, okay. Are you an asshole, yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so the point is that, Perry, you do act like a fucking idiot. So I brought in a doctor. I brought in Dr. Tommy Morris to talk to you, and I think that you treated him like shit.
Don't ever get in my face about this guy that was... All you kept doing was offending me and giving me crap.
No, he was talking to you and trying to get information out of you. You treated him like shit.
I disagree. Oh, God, if my memory was only better.
Okay, well, why don't we do this then? Why don't we play a clip of that day and we'll see who was a dick and who was trying to be nice. This is Dr. Tommy Morris. This is a little bone I got to pick with you. I don't know if you remember like a 15-year-old kid and a 13-year-old kid that were fucking with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just say I took care of the problem.
I know.
Okay. Well, they had a bunch of tapes, Perry. I listened to these tapes. I want to play a segment of one of those tapes right now. Could you play that tape for me, please?
Just for 1 second. I'm really not feeling good, but I just want to tell you one thing. They told me that someone called you and offered you a movie and said that we're in cahoots against you.
Yes.
Let me get the guy's number who said this, okay?
I can't give away a number.
It's your voice.
I'm not giving anybody's phone number.
Absolutely not.
Do not tell him how you got the number.
No, I would never do that, Barry. Absolutely.
Just say you got it. Just say you got it through Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got it at Jimmy Kimmel. You called Jimmy Kimmel Live and they gave it to you. Okay?
Yeah.
That's how you get it. 3, 2, 3. You got Don's number through Jimmy Kimmel Live. Yes, period.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
I'm sorry.
You fucking... pile of shit is my first thought. You fucking pile of shit. I'm trying to do something for your dumb ass, and this is the way you treat me.
I know.
Well, there's a few things that I could do. I could beat the fuck out of your pussy ass for doing that, but then you would go and you'd have your little fucking lawyer fuck with me. So I can't do that, can I, Perry? Even though I'd like to pound the fuck out of you. Nobody's ever done anything for you. I'm the only... I put you in a fucking movie, you dope.
Yeah.
You dodo bird. a long time ago. Has anyone done anything since?
Nothing good.
You know what? You had the door open because of me, and you couldn't do anything else. Don't fucking say because it's a long time ago. We have a big show that you're going to make money on June 25th, just a couple weeks away. So here's what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir.
I brought in somebody today that would like to talk to you. Is it a mafiosa guy? No. It's a therapist. I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Tommy Morris. Come on in here.
Good to be here. How are you?
Why don't you put on your headphones?
Put these on here. Woo! How are you, Terry?
Perry.
Terry?
Perry Caravello. And you're a therapist.
Yeah.
Who gave you a license to be a therapist?
Perry, shut your fucking mouth.
No.
Shut your fucking mouth. You gave out my motherfucking number. So I brought in a guy to talk to you because there's something really fucked up in your head, dude.
Perry, you could put a roller snake on top of a roller coaster, but when it comes off, it ain't going to bake you a cake. Okay? Now, these are facts.
Whatever.
Hey, excuse me, Dr. Morris, can you talk a little closer to the mic?
Check one, check two.
Okay.
Now I'm riled up.
Okay.
It's nice in here, though.
It is nice.
I read over a lot about you, Terry.
You probably read a bunch of bullshit, but go on.
No, these are facts from Don.
Well, let me just tell you again what happened here. A 13-year-old and a 15-year-old fooled Perry into believing that he was going to star in a movie. They told him that he's got to drop his manager and quit the show. What a fucking moron.
Bunch of bullshit. I know.
He got fooled by a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Let me look through my notes.
What stood out there more than anything else?
What's standing out to me is one name, and that is Randy Callahan.
What about him?
What does that mean?
That was something that happened 20 years ago. I did shut the fuck up, and I'll tell
Perry,
you.
Perry, don't tell me to shut up. Don't tell the therapist to shut up.
He's a nobody.
He's not a nobody. You wait, hold on.
I went to the University of Idaho, friendly.
How many years?
Dr. Morris, stop right there. Dr. Morris, don't answer a question.
See
Perry, shut your...
What'd you do, fail the first two?
Perry. What the fuck are you talking about? First of all, any fucking fool knows you go to undergraduate school, then you go to medical school.
And I also went to physical therapy school, so I could fix your elbow if I wanted to.
We're not here for that. What we're here for is for you to kind of talk to this guy a little bit. Say you're sorry for screaming
at him. I'm sorry.
For what?
For yelling.
Okay. Now, you were talking about Randy Callahan.
Now, you know... You guys better drop this bullshit.
I'm not.
Because, look, what happened to me 20 years ago was a fucking thing that happened on a film set that I got in trouble. Well, it didn't happen.
We know what happened.
I was leaving
Perry,
the fucking place.
Perry, why do you got to brag about this constantly?
I'm not bragging. I'm fucking complaining.
Just because you sucked another man.
I didn't suck anybody's dick,
okay,
you
see,
fag.
Hold on. He's not a fag. He's a doctor. All right, number one.
I don't do that.
Dr. Morris, if I may say this. He did not suck a penis, and that's something that I think may have affected
him. Whether he put it in his mouth for a little bit.
No, he didn't do that.
I didn't put any
What he did, let me explain it, Perry, because you seem a little off the edge. What he did is this. He was new to the business, and some guy threatened him, said he'd kick him out of show business. So the guy blew Perry, and he jerked him off. All these guys say that he blew him. You did not blow anybody.
He didn't blow
and
anybody.
I'm tired of hearing this bullshit. People, stop it. Dr. Morris, he did not blow anybody. You're welcome.
Where'd the cum go?
What are you talking about?
Where did the cum go when you ejaculated?
When I ejaculated?
Yeah.
Down his throat? Down his throat.
Okay.
I'd like to just, if you don't mind me. A lot of times when I do my therapy, I use a Dr. Phil voice.
Oh, is that what that was?
Just so I can connect with you and so we can bring the walls down. Do you permission to use my own voice?
Yeah, I think it's
good. Please?
Cool.
Okay. Terry, when I look at you...
Perry,
when I look at you, you know, I see a man who's... The hair on his forehead is protruding.
So?
Okay.
You got a problem?
No, no, no. I'm just saying I can read that and I can see that and I can say something about you from that.
Dr. Morris, how will we get him to stop blowing his opportunity? We have a show that is on the 25th of this month. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get to that. But Perry keeps sabotaging himself. How can we talk to him so he can realize, hey, maybe I shouldn't be so tough on Don. Don really is a good guy.
Well, I think the first thing that needs to happen is, Perry, you have to look at me in the eyes for a second. Can you see my eyes?
Yeah, I can.
And what do you see in my eyes?
Glasses.
No, in my eyes.
I don't know.
Okay. I can learn a lot by playing a game with someone. So would you like to play a game right now?
Like?
I know what we could do.
What's that?
We could go into a little guy talk. This is something that we do on the show. It's where we just talk about guys and things like that.
Because I think games are fun, and games enable you to get a little farther from the ego and into the realm of where are we, what are we looking at, and how can we progress.
Well, this guy talk game is a good one, because what this does is this. This is where three guys today sitting around talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
All right, now, since you've never been here before, what we do during guy talk, we'll just tell stories about ladies and things like that. Maybe you can get some information from that kind of game.
Okay.
All right, now, Perry talks about all these women that he's been with, but they're usually like penthouse centerfolds and things like that, that he paid a couple times to have sex with. Did you ever have sex with any of these girls without paying?
Yeah, I've been with Linda.
Linda.
Several times without paying.
Without paying. What did she do to you?
We made love.
What do you mean making love? Like, what kind of sex?
Missionary.
Missionary. Did you eat her ass?
I'm not in the fucking putting poop peanuts in my mouth.
Poop peanuts. Well, that's somebody's shit. You ever heard of a washcloth?
You're sick.
I'm sick. That's why you don't have girls.
I've eaten.
That's why you don't have girls.
You're not a woman.
Oh, God.
To explore.
Give me a fucking break.
Go ahead, Dr. Morris.
To explore the human body and the calculations that human thought can be held within.
Girls.
You know.
You're sick.
Did she eat your ass?
No comment.
What did she do, Perry?
We fucked, okay?
That's it? Just missionary fuck?
Several times, yes.
Did you eat her vagina?
Yes.
Are you any good at that?
I'm very good at that.
Okay. Where's the kibastopinus?
Where's the who?
Kibastopinus.
You mean the say that again?
No, I've said it twice.
The kibastopinus?
Have you ever explored that on a woman?
You mean inside?
Yes.
Yes.
Where is it?
You reach in, it's right there.
No, that's not it.
Are you you're thinking about the
the kibastopinus?
Oh shit! No, there's like a G spot.
Okay, we're not talking about the G spot.
What's the kibastopinus? What is a kibastopinus?
Dr. Morris, you know what that is, correct?
Of course. Of course
okay.
I know what that is.
So you've never dealt with that with a woman?
I don't even know the word.
Okay, so this is a problem that as a man...
So you answered a question that you didn't know the answer to.
No, right. Okay. I mean, just messing with the guy. I'm very good at
that. I think, though, by looking at you, Perry, and taking on your mannerisms, I can see a lot to you that we don't already know.
Fine.
Do you think he's gay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Get the fuck out of here now,
okay,
motherfucker.
Wait, no, Perry.
I'm happy gay.
Perry.
I'm proud gay. I'm not faggot gay, motherfucker.
You're in my own approximations. You are cum guzzling gay, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think you should worry about it. But you are that, I think, yes.
Do you think he's
You can kiss my motherfucking ass.
Well, Perry, if I were to do that, there would probably be cum all over it, and I would risk infection or other disease.
Okay, Perry, we brought this guy in just to observe. Now, you can't fucking swear at him because these are his thoughts. Why do you think he's gay?
Again, if you look at the forehead and the protruding...
You know what,
hairline,
motherfucker? Go fuck yourself!
Don't tell.
No, he's a fucking complete faggot, and I don't want to ever talk to him
what,
again.
What do you mean by complete faggot? You mean I have the house, the car, the furry little animal? What do you mean?
You're a homosexual, and I can't stand you. Don't talk to me again. Period.
He's a therapist.
He's not a therapist. He's a fucking waste of my time. I only talk to you now, or her.
Okay.
She's a lady. You're my fucking comedian business associate.
Okay, so if you have a question for him, you'll ask me, and then I'll ask him.
All right. Can you ask Terry to put his hand on top of his forehead?
Perry, would you put your hand on top of your forehead?
Now, would you please ask him to put his other hand under his chin? Let's try that.
Okay. Perry, would you put your other hand underneath your chin?
Like this?
Like that?
That looks pretty good.
Okay. Now, what does that tell you?
Ask him what is going through his mind right now.
What is going through your mind at this exact second?
I feel like I'm doing something really stupid.
Put your hand there. Put him back. Okay. All right. Jesus, he feels like it's really stupid.
If he was to open up his mouth as far as it goes, can you ask him to do that?
Open up your mouth as far as it can open.
Okay. Let him know that just about any cock would fit in there.
Guess what, faggot? No cock is going to go in there.
Yeah, but I'm saying it would and it could.
Guess what, motherfucker? Eat my fucking ass! You fucking fag! I'm going to beat your fucking head in!
Harry, you have a broken...
I'm going to break him in two!
No, why? Because he...
He's a cocksucker! He's a fucking homosexual! I don't want nothing to do with him!
Technically, you would be the cocksucker if you kept...
No, technically, I'll break you in fucking
Perry,
two!
Stop threatening people.
Threatening? I'm going to kill this son of a bitch!
I brought him in here because you...
You brought him in here because he's a fucking homo! He wants to suck my dick!
That
and you
is
think
not
you
the
want
reason.
To make, and
that
you're trying to make
reason.
Me a fucking
no,
faggot
not.
Too!
You throw that bottle at me, and I don't give a fuck. You gave my number to another person.
Oh, Christ!
Perry, you're trying to ruin...
You always give my number out!
I don't do that at all.
Bullshit!
You have it on the internet, you
it's
fucking...
It's no longer
fool.
There!
All right, but everybody has it. Don't blame me for your stupidity. I brought it. I don't know if this is working. I just don't know if
it's
working.
Not working. This guy's a homosexual.
All right.
And he wants to make me a homosexual. Why do I think you're gay? Oh, open your mouth. Oh, a dick can fit in their mouth. Oh, he could swallow what he puts in his mouth.
He didn't say that.
I didn't say that, first off. I'm saying you're exploring your own explorations.
Look, I'm not interested in gay shit. Look. I don't believe in that faggot stuff. Look,
what about
my
Randy
religious...
Callahan?
Randy Callahan guy got in trouble. That was my fucking boss, you sick fuck.
Why
he not? Was my fucking casting director, you motherfucker. I got in trouble leaving a film set. God damn it, I have to explain this for 20 fucking years. Go fuck yourself.
All right.
Get the fuck out of
Perry,
my studio.
All right, it's not your studio.
This is my fucking place.
This isn't your
get
place.
Get out of here now.
Perry, settle down. Settle down. You're acting irrational right now.
Hello?
Mr. Mole?
Yeah?
What are you doing Mole? At Mr. Adams's place?
Wait, who is this?
It's Dan and it's Perry.
Hey, Mole, it's Don Perry.
We ordered what the hot shit. It's taking forever to get here.
No.
What are you guys doing?
Mole, we're still doing what? The best of show.
What happened?
But why are you over at Mr. Adams's place?
Two things. I'm snaking some of his back pain pills.
Okay, Mole.
From his guest bedroom.
Okay, Mole, listen
and
to me.
The other thing,
Mole, Mole.
He's letting me borrow his trumpet. He has Miles Davis's old trumpet. But check it out.
Mole, listen to me. Okay, stop. Stop.
Maybe it's Chuck Mangione. What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, Mole, you left the studio. We were in the middle of recording the best of show.
I got really confused.
Okay, let's just continue to use you right now.
I don't
you...
want to be used, dude.
No,
I
we're not going
really
to
be used.
I don't mean...
Harry was used by that guy.
Mole... Please. Okay.
You were used by him, Scaremaster.
No, I know what went on.
I
with
know
the...
you think you used him, but he
what?
Used you. He used you and he threw you aside like there was never
look,
a relationship.
Look,
there.
Mole, whatever happened between me and that guy.
Randy Callahan.
Please stop talking about it.
Could you stop talking about it?
Okay, Mole, instead of you coming all the way back here to the secret location studio. Why don't we just record you over the phone? Is that cool? And then we'll finish the show that way.
Okay. Is this like when they say some of these calls would be recorded for customer satisfaction?
All right. We'll go with that. Yeah. So some of these calls are being recorded for customer satisfaction.
I agree with that.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to introduce some clips. And this first one, we had a segment on this show. At first, it started out great. It was a little thing called Perry's Movie Time. Then it quickly fell down because Perry didn't do anything to make it good in any way. So we had to drop it. The bosses upstairs said we drop it. Well, do you remember the first time that he did this Perry's Movie Time, Mole?
I remember the first time Scaremaster did Perry's Movie Time.
Yeah, that's what
he did. Perry did a classic movie from one of his favorite Italian actors.
Do you remember which actor that was, Mole?
Yep, I do.
Who?
It was Marlon Brando.
Nope. One more guess.
Is it Al Corsi?
That's my Uncle Al.
No, it's not Al Corsi.
Oh, I don't know who it is then.
Okay, it was Al Pacino.
Oh, the other Al.
Yeah, and Perry was reviewing the movie Cruisin'. What do you remember about that movie?
God, the movie Cruisin'. Right now, my brain's a little dir because I'm trying to remember, oh, fuck.
Okay, your brain's a little dir right now. Why don't we go back to that very first Perry's Movie Time? It was so early in the segment, we didn't even call it Perry's Movie Time. But this
what
is,
did we call it?
Perry's Movie Review or something like that.
Can we listen to Perry's Movie Time first and then listen to it? Because it is a great song.
Let's hear it right now. It's time once again for Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
I love that song. That is a fun song. I wish it was like a 10-minute disco version.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine how people would dance?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Gear Master, show us how everyone would dance to Perry's Movie Time, the disco extended remix.
Not right now.
Why don't we listen to Perry's review from the very first Perry's Movie Time? This is the movie Cruisin'. Well, we have a new segment on the show, and hopefully this new segment becomes a big one, because the Perry's Corner was something that just hurt our show every single time. So what we're going to do, we're going to experiment with this. We're going to do another segment. This is starring Perry, and it's called Perry's Movie Review.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
In Perry's Movie Review, he will give movie reviews of past movies, present movies, whatever movies we assign him to. This week's movie, Perry looked at the Al Pacino classic, Cruisin'. Here he is with Perry's Movie Review, Perry Caramello.
Caravello. Stop saying Caramello.
I must have written it.
Tell us about that boat.
C-A-R-A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O.
See, I have it with a K. I must have
I don't care
it.
How you have it.
It's written down wrong.
K-K-K-K-K Caravello.
Oh, there you go with your racist shit.
Yeah!
Okay, well, come on.
Is Cruisin' the one where they go on that boat?
No,
Cruisin'. We're on the Captain Stubing. There's a nice
wrong, boat. Wrong, Mole. Cruisin' is a film with Al Pacino, and it's based back in 19... This movie was made in 1980. Now, the film is named Cruisin', written and directed by William Friedkin, and starred Al Pacino as the private dick, you know, private investigator. Paul Sorvino as his captain, and a bunch of homos that were extras. It's a Warner Brother film. Now, this movie is, again, a 1980 B movie because it didn't do a lot of business.
Is that what the B stands for, business?
Yeah, whatever. It didn't do much business. Now, it wasn't talked about that much. Now, this film is also about a gay guy that was a killer. Well, he was killing other gay guys, in the New York area, New York clubs.
Is that what Killer Queen is about?
I don't know. I don't think that's it.
All right. Now he would take them back to a gay hotel, hog tie them face down, and stab them in the back, you know, like 6-8 times. There was one that was that showed 8 stabbings in the back. Now the film is a very deep film. I didn't like some of the gay scenes that I saw, but I kind of got into the movie because I liked the storyline. And Al Pacino himself, you know, as the actor playing a private investigator. Or if he was a real private investigator.
Would you say he's an undercover agent, more or less?
Okay. Undercover agent. Okay. You know, private dick.
No, a private dick is a guy that gets hired and he runs an agency of his own. He's not affiliated with the police department.
Okay.
This was an undercover agent sent in.
Yeah, an undercover agent.
Continue.
Thank
on.
You.
Continue.
So,
and you found yourself aroused at Al Pacino.
No, you flaming faggot. I was not aroused by Al Pacino. I was not aroused by this movie.
If there was one of the two guys that aroused you more, was it the killer or was it Al Pacino?
Neither.
Wait, who was the killer?
I don't remember his name. I didn't look at that on the credits. but back to my
But Al Pacino,
script.
Of everybody that was in the Godfather movies, Godfather 1 and 2, you find him to be the most attractive man.
Why are you asking about attraction?
Because you're the one who's all over Al Pacino.
Al Pacino's the lead actor in this film.
Fine.
Cruising.
So
why are you asking
Robert
about
Robert De Niro, Marlon Brando, James Caan?
Oh my God!
Fredo,
why are you asking who's like
Clemenza?
Why are you asking about
Abe Vigoda?
These gay roles. I'm not gay. Al Pacino's not gay. Marlon Brando's not gay. Christ, stop asking about being gay all the time.
Okay.
That's all you guys like to concentrate on.
Bruno Kirby is a young Clemenza.
Okay, let's get back to this. Perry.
Yes.
Did you like the movie?
The storyline was a good storyline, but no, I didn't like the film.
Why?
I just didn't like all those gay guys, you know, doing each other in the clubs. It was gross.
Close to home. It was hitting too close to home.
It was not hitting home.
Would you recommend this movie to anybody?
If you like the storyline, I could recommend this movie if you're into.
So you would have guys over to watch that movie?
I would not have guys
you
over.
You just said you would.
I would recommend the film.
No, you just said that you would have guys over to watch
he
the movie.
He said that I would have guys
over. Well, I know one of you did.
Oh, I know who you like, Andy Garcia from Godfather 3.
I do?
Sonny's kid. Johnny Zaza.
Sonny is my dad's. That's my dad.
No, your dad is Cookie.
Cookie Caramello.
My dad's name is Sonny.
Yeah, but they know him as Cookie Caramello.
Right. In the Navy, he was known as Cookie.
No, he wasn't.
What did he do in the Navy?
He was a chef.
Right. Cookie Caramello. Anyway, well, I'll say this. That, honestly, Perry, you did the research. You watched the movie, and you did a spectacular job.
Thank you.
What's his next movie going to be?
Thank you.
I was thinking possibly Midnight Cowboy. I see by the old clock on the wall that we're just about out of time here. Hopefully you enjoyed this best of show.
I'm surprised.
I enjoyed this best of show.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I hope it brought back a lot of great memories. Coming next week, we have a brand new show where we're going to recap everything that happened on the two previous podcasts and our live show from the Comedy Store. We'll talk all about that. We're going to be offering a very special gift, another sponsorship type of gift. We're going to announce that next week. Let's see, what else have we got going? If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, remember, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. Perry is at
ScaryPerry818.
You're not on Twitter yet, Mo, but you are on.
I'm going to draw something that I'm really backed up.
What is it? Draw something
I mold something. I draw something.
If you want to go on to Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry's at Perry F. Caravello. And that's K-A-R-A.
V as in Victor. E-double-L-O.
Remember, every Monday night, I'm at the Ding Dong Show, 10 o'clock at the Comedy Store. I'm at the Comedy Store every single night, late night. Come and see me. Everybody put your hands in. Here we go. Until next week, it's Big Three! You're a little late, Mo.